With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about any of them, considering we never played, but we'll do the best we can with our limited knowledge on sports, because, you know, we didn't play the game at a very high level. So we'll do what we can.
You knew this was going to happen at some point. Everybody is.
What was going to happen?
Well, as soon as it happened and they were eliminated from the postseason, whether it was, you know, the regional, super, Omaha, whatever, everybody's going to go to their corners. And the people who are angry are going to be one corner and the defenders are going to be in the other. And they do not. It's like being at a middle school dance. There's people on one wall, there's people on another, and they ain't talking to each other.
The let me just tell you this. The phone number to join this discussion over the next little while is 866-285-4005. That's the McLarty Daniel hotline. That's how you join us on Ruskin and Zach. There are so many hypocrisies to expose here. I don't know which one to begin with. There's so many. There's so many to choose from. There are myths. I agree with some of the things that have been said, but some of them have to be called out because they're just flat out on their face not true. So we will get to all of this as we move along throughout the program here on Ruskin and Zach, following Arkansas's elimination by a 4 seed from the NCAA tournament on their home field. Which, if this had happened to Pittman, now Pittman doesn't have the same bank account that Dave has with the fans.
That's true.
Not talking actual bank account, because he's doing better than Dave there. But I'm talking like bank account with the fans. Pittman would have been drawn and quartered for something like this, but not Dave. Because Dave has a lot more credibility into the in the bank with the fans, and I understand all that. God, I don't know where to begin. There's so much. I don't know where to begin. I guess I can start with the thing about the Stovall tweet. I guess we can start with that.
Okay.
You want to start with that?
Sure.
I mean, it's as good a place as any, right? DQ, do you have a vote on any of this?
Sure. Hi, DQ. Start with that.
You know what? Hold that thought for a second, because let's start on the field.
Okay, let's start
because
on the field.
Because the on the field led to the off the field stuff.
Well, they lost.
That's okay. On the field. Oh, okay, all right. The Hagan-Smith thing, we told you early last week, he is not the same guy that he is in the regular season versus the postseason.
First thing I heard today, my dad is mad at you.
Really?
I'm like, why? Because Zach was right about Hagan-Smith. Yes, that's been a funny thing to hear play out, right? Because you have heard more than once today, that Hagan-Smith thing just didn't make sense. It did if you listen to this show. And it did if you look at the numbers.
His
postseason ERA in his Arkansas career, the strikeout leader, a top five talent. In the postseason, his postseason ERA is 8+, 8.5, I think. Mm-hmm. So it was not surprising if you listened to us and if you knew the numbers. That's all.
And I, you know, look, I don't know what it was, but the minute that he hit pitch 60, that's when the floodgates opened. And it also happened for the Wentworth kid from Kansas State. They got to 60 pitches and all of a sudden the ball's flying out of the yard. Everything started happening. But I mean, it is fair to say that in his career, and his career is over here at Arkansas, he's going to go into the draft and, you know, hopefully he has a long career. He will. Hagan, God bless you if you wind up with the Red Sox. I'm sorry. But
or the Cardinals.
Or the Cardinals. Anywhere.
Another
anywhere
fine organization.
But something happens in the postseason, whether it's wearing down or whatever it is, he's not the same guy that he is in the regular season. As you said, his ERA is, I mean, he went into the postseason, into this regional at 6.75 with a 1.85 whip. That all went up. Now, he looked great for four, mm-hmm. but he got to the fifth and, you know, the wheels came off. And whether it's the second time through the order or, you know, more information, whatever it is, they just seem to have a really good grip on him. And that was kind of when you went, uh-oh. You know, because you knew that if they could get the Smith start, you get the win in that, then, you know, you're kind of on your way. You're going to be rested. You get the late game on Sunday. But, man, now you're scrambling. And you got to play a SEMO team that can hit the ball. And, you know, and I don't know, and I'm not as well-versed in this, but I can tell you this. Dave got outfoxed on Saturday in a big way. And some of it, you know, you can it's a 50-50 split between the players and the coaches. And I'm not blaming anybody. Things happen. But Bubba pointed it out. There were a couple other people that pointed it out. Man, when you've got two strikes on you and you're facing a guy throwing curveballs at like 60 miles an hour, you have to adjust your swing.
That was yesterday, yeah.
You know, this is not a beer league softball tournament where you're just trying to hit the thing out of the yard all the time. Man, singles yesterday would have been great. What was it? I think it was in the fifth or the sixth inning yesterday. They get second and third with like one out, and they get nothing out of it. Yeah. Nothing. And that was...
They left 27 right. on base in three games.
So a lot of things went wrong, and there are very talented players on that roster, guys who gave everything they had. A lot of hometown kids gave everything that they had. It just wasn't enough. And okay, fine. But you got beat by a midweek team, so somebody has to answer for it. I'm not saying people have to get fired over it, but somebody has to answer for that. That's not... I mean, you're the number five team in the country. You're number one for a long period of time during the regular season. Somebody has to at least provide... You can't just go back into your office, shut the door, and go, well, we'll see you next year. That dynamic changed when players started accepting payments.
Ah.
Now you have what amount to stockholders. Mm-hmm. You have to at least provide some context or some answers. And I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but I don't think anybody is more disappointed than the players and the coaches. But there's the split in the fan base is just weird to me. Like, there are guys out there saying, fire DVH, which is dumb. And, you know, both sides have points, but neither one wants to hear. You know, the defenders are out there going, you're an idiot, fire an idiot, which, all right, fine. But there are logical points on either side of the argument, and nobody's willing to hear each other.
I would like to explore those logical points here over the next little while. The thing, there's obviously a lot with Dave and with Nate Thompson wearing it. The team hit over 300 in the weekend, by the way. If you're a Nate Thompson detractor, that's not a number you're going to be echoing very much if you don't like Nate Thompson. They hit over 300 this weekend. And somewhere here, I wrote it down. But they hit they hit really well with the RISP and with two outs in this event. Now, they didn't do it yesterday, but, you know, in the three games, they did. But here's the thing that stood out to me is we have another instance of a, I guess now former player, because Stovall's eligibility has run out, right? I believe that's mm-hmm. how that's worked. Telling the fans how to behave. And you know what? You get mulligans in life. Let me try this a different way. Okay. If the fans aren't allowed, a couple things here. Number one, for 9 months, the fans hear about number one recruiting class, top five recruiting class, guys going in the draft, where they're going, number one rankings, look who they beat, look what they did, they won the division, on and on and on. Okay, you can't sell people Hermans for 9 months and then bring them Burger King. They're going to complain. They're going to complain, okay? That's how life works. That's not just how sports works. That's how life works. If I buy a Ferrari and a Kia Soul shows up at my house, someone's getting a phone call.
Right.
Okay? So that's how that works. These fans have been sold at every turn by that school and its propaganda arm. They've been sold at every turn. This place was built for Omaha. So that's what they expected. Is it their fault? No, this is what they were marketed. This is what they were sold. And so... You can't sell people the finest prime rib for 9 months and then give them a bologna sandwich. They're going to be upset. That's how it works. And if that's a problem, maybe you're in the wrong business. Because that's how it works. That's how it works everywhere in life, not just in baseball. If you buy a mansion in Pinnacle and they you show up and there's a pup tin in the yard and no house, well, you're going to say, wait a minute, this is not what I was promised. This is not what the people were sold that this team was all about. Now, it's also not fair that 80% of this fan base drops in the end of May and they just start forming opinions left and right on 3, 4, 5 games. That's not fair either. So I see his side of the criticism, but I also see the other side, which is the fans are taken for a ride by the university's marketing arm every single year in every single sport, and they're not happy when they don't get what they were sold they were going to get. Perfectly normal. All right, more coming up. Stay where you are.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Here.
Okay, your Ruskin and Zach Twitter polls. I put up 2 on Friday. We didn't get to them for some reason. So I'm just going to go over these.
What happened there?
I'm just going to go over these real quick. Which of these options is the most underrated invention that adds convenience to your life?
Okay.
I have the armrest, the peephole for your door, the awning over the gas pumps, or the garbage disposal.
Who?
Peephole.
Give me those again.
Okay, the armrest.
Peephole.
Peephole. Awning over gas pumps or garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal. I send everything
down
the garbage.
Wow, you guys did not have the top option.
Peephole.
What's number one?
Armrest with 37. It was pretty split.
Aaron Andrews would argue with you.
Peephole was 4%.
What was number one?
The armrest.
Sorry, he got that. Nobody else did. The armrest.
That was a crime, man.
But here's the thing about the armrest. In a movie theater or on a plane, you don't know who gets it.
What?
If in a movie theater, if you got two people on the other
side. No, not movie theaters now. You don't have that problem.
Yeah, that's
now.
True. Okay, on an airplane.
On the plane, that sucks.
Who gets the armrest?
That does suck.
Okay.
I also learned how to spell awning I had never...
A-W-N-I-N-G?
Yeah. Okay. I had never seen that word spelled out. Okay. And then our last one from Friday. How many times a day do you Google something unrelated to your job?
Every day. How many times?
Yeah. So I have none, 1 to 3, 6, or 4 to 6, or 6 or more.
Where's the unlimited?
I open the Google app a million times a day, it seems like. Anytime I have a question,
you ask Google.
I Google it.
Okay. And you just take...
I don't let myself wander. I need to know.
Okay.
So 1 to 3 times wins at that one. Okay, so your poll questions for today. Are you ready to move on to football season, or do you just want to take a break from sports for a bit?
Ooh. Huh. I'm good. Let's move on.
79% say they want to take a break.
I'm sure.
20% said that it's on to football.
Why? Okay.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, all summer.
Okay. How do you prefer your sitcoms? With a laugh track or without?
Ooh. Laugh track.
Laugh track. Has to have a laugh track.
Really?
Yeah, has to have a laugh
track. Oh, my gosh. 68% said without.
Hold on. Question. TV sitcom or like HBO sitcom?
TV sitcom.
Like network television?
Like
laugh track.
Brain
absolutely.
Dead, you don't want to think.
Laugh track, absolutely.
Well, 68% said that they don't want a laugh track, which I agree with. Okay. If you were a baseball player,
he was very tied up in knots over this one.
Would you wear the long pants or the knee-length pants?
Stirrups.
I was
high pants.
By the time I had finished playing, we didn't have the option of long pants. I think it's a cleaner look, to quote the kids. Now, there was a time, DQ, when the pants were so long that they would actually cover up the heel, and you would have to push your spikes through the back end of your pants just to keep yourself from tripping over them.
That's weird.
Yeah, see, that's why the high knee thing is the way to go.
Well, 55% say knee length.
Thank you.
I think the long pants look so much better. I don't know why. I just like
you never
those
had
so
to wear
much.
The old stirrups.
I never had to wear any sort of softball
pants. Or those
pants.
Stirrup socks.
Yeah, the stirrup socks. Yeah, yeah, those were fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and our last one, which was submitted by Mitchell, I believe you said.
Yes, Mitchell sent in a very interesting question today.
Okay.
If you break a pay-it-forward chain in the drive-thru, will you have bad karma?
No.
75% said no.
All right.
1% said that they always pay it forward.
1%, that's about right for this crowd, yeah.
If I'm going to pay it forward, you've got to let me know on the front end if I'm going to pay it forward line, because then I'm going to order one of everything, because I feel like I'm getting a better deal. You know, this surprise, you've got a $27 bill when you just went in for a $5 coffee, is totally BS.
Yeah. Well, why do we do this anyway?
Because it makes us feel good.
One time I got
Read a book, it'll make you feel good.
One time I got into like a pay it forward situation and
I broke the chain once.
The cashier
I know that's
was
stunning.
Like, hey, this person in front of you paid. So if you want to pay for the person behind you, but their bill was like $30. So you don't have to.
No.
And I'm like, perfect.
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
Okay, those are your polls.
Trophy Hawk suggests...
Go touch grass.
After
perfect sign off.
I love that.
I love it.
DQ, Trophy Hawk says that after you do the polls for the folks that are watching on the stream, you should just turn your phone over like a blizzard.
Oh, like to prove that the blizzard won't fly out of the cup.
I like
that. That's an idea.
Yeah. Go touch grass.
That's an idea.
I love this.
All right, that's pretty good. McClarty Daniel Hotline, we got the phones open now. If you want to rant and rave, we're here to listen and let you vent. And if you say something stupid, we're going to call you on it. But, I mean, other than that, 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here. Oh, by the way, here's an idea. Since players aren't fans, they're not allowed to tell fans what to do. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Because we're not allowed to tell, we never played. Well, you've never fanned. So how do you know what it's like out here in the stands, in the hog pen, in the skyboxes? How do you know? You don't know. You're down there on a field. You don't know what it's like to be a fan. You don't know.
Tyler in Atlanta, who got married during football season and is apparently still married, so good for you.
Way to go, Tyler.
Text in on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. Says, I'm tired of lying to myself. I do not want consecutive 40-plus win seasons. I want a national championship. Tell the Chicken Man to get Tony V on the phone.
No, 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 No.
We disagree on this.
No, I'm not. I'm out on Tony V. I'm a Wes Johnson guy.
Okay.
Well, Wes has the hardware already, number one. Tony V ain't one bleep.
Okay.
All right? So Wes Johnson has the hardware. That's the but now, this is all fantasy because you don't have a head coaching problem.
No, you don't.
You don't have a head coaching problem. Dave's very good. He's a very good coach. It's time to retire the whole GOAT thing. It's time. You've got 22 years and no gold trophies. It's time to retire the GOAT thing. John McDonald's the GOAT. Nolan Richardson is a GOAT. They've got national championships. Dave's very good. He's not the GOAT. It's time to retire that. And there's nothing wrong with being very good. He's very good. He's very good.
He's very good. He's very good.
He's probably only one of... He's one of maybe three guys who could do what he... Maybe nobody could do what he's done here. Maybe he's one of one. Maybe that's what it is.
We were...
But the GOAT thing needs to be retired permanently.
Boy, I'm going to admit, I'm kind of... You know, we've got the two corners, you know, the one that's angry and the one that's defending, and I'm kind of in the middle, and so I'm all over the place on this. There are a couple of things. Dave is, as you said, very good. You want to put him in the Hall of Very Good today? Sign me up. He is a really good baseball coach. He is a steady baseball coach. He's Marty Schottenheimer right now. He's Andy Reid with the Eagles. He's Tony Dungy with the Buccaneers.
Mark Few
with Gonzaga. Yeah. Man, really competitive right there, just hasn't gotten it done yet. Okay, that's kind
but
of
who
weird.
Else? Here's why I like the Mark Few thing, Zach. Who else is going to do what Mark Few did at Gonzaga? Nobody. That'll never happen again.
But it wasn't like Dave was handed a program that was in the ditch. It's a good, solid program at that time with a new ballpark that was really a novelty.
I believe in Norms last year they went to the Supers.
Okay, so
at Clemson, right. I believe.
So I'm kind of all over the place here with Dave. They've been doing the same thing for 20 years. Okay, they're really good. They're right there. They just haven't gotten over the hump. My question is, what are your expectations? If your expectations are that, hey, we're going to host a regional, maybe a super regional, and get to Omaha, man, don't change a thing. You're doing that. But if the expectation is a national championship, there is something that you're not doing. At some point, you have to stop and say, well, it's just bad luck. They haven't been the same since 18. That team rolled. This team for 3 months looked great. We were, you know, they were number one. Everybody, the pitching wasn't a problem. They were hitting the baseball, all of this stuff. And then all of a sudden, something happened. And all these problems started popping up. Dave is not the problem. Maybe the way that they go about administering this is the issue. And I don't, you know, they've had first round picks. They've had top five picks. They've got one on their roster right now. Heston Kerstad a couple years. I mean, the talent isn't the issue. Look, I'm not smart enough to sit here and tell you what the issue is, but I know there is one because they should have gotten one by now. They've been that consistent. Seven College World Series?
He's gone to seven.
Every 3 years he's in the College World Series.
Yes.
And they're one of the favorites to win. What were they? The third betting favorite to go in. So something happened. And you know, you can't tell me that SEMO and Kansas State were better man for man than Arkansas was. I'm simply not going to. I don't believe that.
But that's baseball, though. Like the better. I mean, you know, it's not. Talent is, you know, kind of out the window. If the guy on the mound is dealing, and he was yesterday for a while, then you know the whole thing is neutralized. There's a couple of conversations here. You can go big picture, Dave, or you can go this season. As far as this season goes, here's what went wrong. What went wrong was Brady Tiger was injured,
mm-hmm.
and they did not get what they were expecting out of Mason Molina. This is a guy, a highly sought-after transfer from Texas Tech that they thought was going to be the best number two in the SEC. It did not work out that way. And, in fact, some of these portal guys, they did not adjust to the SEC, if you want to call it speed of play, whatever you want to call it. They did not adjust to the SEC as quickly as they, I believe, thought that they would. And the hitting numbers show that, and you know some of the pitching results show that. But then Diggs was another guy who's a cornerstone piece. He was hurt a lot of the year and really struggled at the plate. Those are a few of the things. As far as this year goes, those are a few of the things that troubled them.
If Virginia had come in here and beaten them, you would have gone, you know what, Virginia's a really good team. understand that. And all the things you said are 100% true. It's just you're looking at – you can't tell me that SEMO's a better program.
No, they're not. No.
Okay. You can't tell me that Kansas State is a better team than Arkansas is.
SEMO's coach, Andy Sawyer's a Dave disciple, and by the way.
I mean, his right-hand guy.
The Padawan beat the Jedi. Well,
and don't forget – SEMO's right-hand, I mean, his right-hand guy played first base just a couple years ago for you. Yep. So you came in with a group that was motivated, but here, and this is a minute little thing, and I heard somebody talking, I think it was Bubba was talking about this. Man, you can't swing for the fences every single time. Sometimes a base hit is what you're looking for. Knock a guy in. They don't play a lot of small ball anymore. They try, but I mean, there were a couple of times, and I'm not pointing out Sprague left, but there were just a couple of times where he was so far out in front of the curveball. I mean, he was swinging as hard as he could when a bloop single would have done the job. And he wasn't the only one. Stovall, God bless him, he was just a tick off. He was under every fastball that got up around the letters. He was just a tick low on that.
Right.
Now, he meets that. I mean, it's a line drive out to center. He was just a little bit off. And I think you can say that for a lot of what they did this weekend. And guys, I watch every pitch. There's some hope there. Gackle is certainly, I think, going to be, I heard Phil talking earlier about him being a Friday night starter. Whatever he is, he's super talented.
A lot of talent. Yeah.
But something happens when they get to the postseason. And whether it's, they were bad in Hoover. Then it translates into this where you go 1-2 on your home field and you were pulling up stats about, their regional record and things. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. And it's something in that building has to change.
Yeah.
About the way they just administer the team. It's not a talent thing.
Let's see here. What did I send you guys yesterday? Okay. This was Matt Jones from the paper did the research on this. In the postseason at Bomb Walker Stadium, Arkansas went under Dave. They went 54% of their games.
Say that again.
In the postseason at Bomb Walker Stadium under Dave, Arkansas has won 54% of its games.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's a stat. That's real. Now there's a fake stat rolling around about here about their batting average in the last seven tournaments. That's not real. The one I read to you is real. 54% win percentage. That's what that is. So there you go.
That 54% was surprising. When you sent that to me yesterday, I was like, no way.
Well, and it's easy to, this is really strange. This is a strange one to me. Because we got another text here on the McLarty hotline. Trevor Ezell's a better hitting coach. They hit 300 this weekend.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, so here's the thing on these Nate Thompson batting average stats. The big picture one from 7 years, that stat's not real, number one. Number two, this weekend they hit 300. So, you're left with no legs to stay. You're the guy in Monty Python. It's just a flesh wound. Oh, you just don't like Nate Thompson. Oh, okay, got it. Well, just say that. Don't try and spin stats on me. Just tell me you don't like the guy.
But goes. When you fail in the postseason, somebody has to pay. Are you okay?
I got these stats.
Yeah, go get the stats. But this is how it goes. Is when you fail in the postseason, somebody's going to have to pay the price. And the easiest thing to do is to target the guys who, A, aren't front and center and don't have a microphone in front of their face, and the guys that you don't know anything about.
Okay, here you go. Right. This weekend in the regional, they hit 307. Runners in scoring position, 352. Two outs, they hit 289. That's way better than they've done all year, okay? So just say you don't like the guy if you don't like the guy. But if you're trying to stat your way into why Nate Thompson shouldn't work here, this weekend is not a good example for you.
It's not a good example for you. Now,
find something else.
JT in Hot Springs is a team that goes 34-5 at home in the season, only wins 54% of their postseason games at home. Question mark? Yes. They went 1-2.
Yeah.
Something, I don't know what it is, but something happens the day that they finish up at Bluebell Park down at A&M. The postseason, something happens.
The pressure, the teams in 18 and 19 and the 2015 team, who I think, Well, the 2015 regional was in Stillwater. The Supers was in was here because Missouri State couldn't host. So we'll focus on 18, 19. Man, that those teams thrived under pressure. They loved it. And you could see it. There was no moment they could not meet in 18 and in 19. Now, 19, you didn't get the College World Series success you wanted, but they were really good under pressure. Since then, you know, the pressure has been a little bit maybe more than there. I mean, when you're acting out on the internet following a game, ripping fans, I mean, the pressure's gotten to you. I mean, that's the way it is. And I don't understand this. If you've been ignoring social media all year, where's the last place you should go after your season ends?
There was, and this is ironic because he follows us on Twitter, and there was a parent who, understandably, and look, I'm in the same boat. Somebody goes after my kid, I'm going to be very defensive about it. But to quote the great Jimmy Dykes, the almost Washington General, Jimmy Dykes.
That's right.
Why would you take advice or from somebody that, or why would you take criticism from somebody that you would not take advice from? Meaning just what you said. You know, with hog bats 1, 2, 3 giving you batting tips, well, you're not going to him to ask for batting tips, but he's giving you batting tips. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
A lot of, you know what? I don't think anybody, maybe we can pull the thread on this, but it's because people go after Dave and maybe to an extent Nate Thompson. But, like, let's go find the bona fides on the people that are quote unquote going after Dave. What do they got? Like 20 followers? Like, why do you amplify these people over and over again? It's something I don't understand.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of 1. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
We've got some breaking news here. Something that I think we can all get behind. Give me the...
Sorbet is a palate cleanser, apparently.
Kevin DeBrinkrope has texted. His electric bill this month, $48.35. Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
He sent us a photo of his bill.
Right.
Look at that. We got the same power company.
Wow.
Boy, they hate us.
Yeah, you're not helping out.
No. Good for you, man.
What, are you just sitting in the dark all day?
Yes. Like,
unplug everything?
Yes, I've shut off my water heater.
That's great, man. Congratulations, you guys. You are two steps above being pioneers. Way to go. Good
grief. Like a little house on the prairie.
I know. Paw Ingles over here.
If I could put a canopy over my house, I would. Keep the sun away.
You'd get a big umbrella.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I would do it. Like Walter White. Put the thing over the house, you know, when it's being exterminated.
Oh, you wanted to tent the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I was watching that Saturday. I forgot that he made a tape saying that it was all Hank's doing.
Yeah.
Hank was running
the... Yeah, he did.
I forgot about that.
Tossed Hank right under the bus.
Hey, he's lying to Walter Jr. God, what a terrible person. Oh, man. What a show.
House Farm says, and did you hear the rubber man said on the air last week that I have no taste in guitarists or cars? Probably because I didn't play the axe.
That's yeah, you why. Don't. You're not allowed to have an opinion. We learned today if you didn't play, just shut up.
Yep.
But to all these athletes that say you didn't play, so you can't have a say in anything. Well, you never were a fan, so you don't get to tell us what to do out here. We can do this all day. I'm built for this. We can do this all day. Oh, you've never written an article. You can't tell the media what to do. You can't tell Hutch what to write. I mean, you've never hosted a show. You can't tell us what to say.
Anybody checked on Hutch today? He was doing one of his back and forths yesterday.
He wrote a big piece on Best of Arkansas Sports about Nate Thompson and everybody wanting that guy fired. So whether Hog Nation's Fire Nate Thompson movement has merit or not. Well, that was written by someone else at Best of Arkansas Sports, not Hutch, but he's out there. Most damning stats from Arkansas's loss in Fayetteville Regional go beyond hitting.
Okay.
All right, so that's what Hutch has up on Best of Arkansas Sports. You want to do that? I said I have a couple more things I wanted to say about this. Here's one of them. If you're Dave and you've aligned everything for Hagan, the whole strategy over the last 2 weeks was Hagan to get him rest. Only threw two innings in Hoover, got an extra day of rest before Saturday night's game. You cannot come out and say yesterday, well, he got tired. You can't do that. Can you? Is he going to get away with that?
Well,
he's tired?
He threw 90-something pitches.
Okay, but the week before he threw like 20. Like
I know, but 90 pitches, I mean, that's a lot. But that fifth inning, they showed the stat. It was right before everything kind of blew up. He'd thrown 20 pitches in that inning. It was by far the most that he'd had. But he got to about 60, 65, and then all of a sudden the wheels started coming off. 90 pitches is a lot.
He threw 36 pitches in the SEC tournament.
But how many did he throw in that inning, again, that fifth inning? Because I know you don't have it in front of you. But his pitch count spiked, and he was done right around, I think he was over 90.
Like, if the whole, he had an extra day of rest, tired, come on. I can't get with that. That's an excuse. I can't get with that. That doesn't work for me.
If he got tired, you take him out.
Yes.
I mean,
if he's tired, don't let him go out there for the for the fifth inning or whatever. Was the inning you blew? Yeah, you just let him have four and like, okay, we'll find somebody else. Like the whole reason you managed the SEC tournament for two innings, 36 pitches, and he got an extra day rest. He didn't pitch till Saturday, an extra 2 days rest, I guess, because they played Thursday in Hoover.
Yeah,
he got two extra days rest. You can't say he's tired. That's a bad excuse. I'm sorry. Hagan was just not a great postseason pitcher in his time at Arkansas. His ERA was above 8. That's just the way it was. I mean, he gave up a snowman last year to TCU, and he gave up a 6th spot to Kansas State on Saturday. I mean, he just wasn't a postseason guy for whatever reason. I don't know what it was. I don't know.
It's possible that the arm was fatigued. And maybe he looked good for four, and then you just hit a point where you hit the wall, and all of a sudden the ball's out a little bit, it's up, and they start hitting it. And then you get frustrated, you walk two guys, and suddenly the wheels are coming off.
Well, but
I agree with you, he is not, or has not been, won't go down as one of the great postseason pitchers. He's had some solid outings, but I think his last two haven't been great, last three really, if you count the Kentucky game.
You know, it's been tough.
No, the other thing that bugs me about this whole era we're in is you can't spend. Here's another hypocrisy. You can't spend all of your time telling the fans that you have to give us NIL money or you're not going to have successful teams. And then when you don't win, just go tell the fans to go screw. Like you that's not going to work for me or anybody. You can't do it that way. Then quit begging. You're asking the fans to give you to have a nicer apartment, a nicer car, a nicer life than they do. That's what you're asking for. And you can't when you lose, you can't just say, you know what, you guys don't get a say in any of this. The hell they don't. They're funding this whole deal. I was particularly soured by that because the whole NIL system is built around the players having better lives than their fans do. And I've never heard a thank you. I've never heard any gratitude at all. It's all take, 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 take. I've never heard anybody say, hey, you know what? I appreciate what the fans do for us here. I've never heard that. And I don't think there's ever been, Zach, a greater divide between the fans and the Razorback players at all the programs than we are experiencing right now. They've never been further apart.
I you know what? I'll give the fans credit. I mean, they did not fall for it. They did not take the hook right away. They were more pragmatic in giving their money. Look, man, you're right. The players live better lives than most of us. They are leading charmed life, and it's because of their athletic success.
And it's because the NIL that a lot of these people are paying for out here.
Yeah. Yeah, one way or another, if you support the program, whether it's going to games, you know, you may not donate directly, but if you go to the games, pay for tickets, donate to the foundation, you're giving them money one way or another. And yeah, they live up. And I've watched that number on the collective just kind of hang around 790. I mean, people haven't necessarily bought into it. And you're right. I mean, they're never going to come out and go, hey, thanks, you know, thanks to the fans. Are you going to get some ham-handed thing
not
on
one piece? Not any gratitude at all. Anything remotely resembling gratitude.
This goes back to something I've said for 3 years. The relationship they want you to believe is that you need them more than they need you. And that is 1,000% incorrect. They need you more than you need them. It's a drug. It's a fun one, and everybody can have fun, and it's, you know, it's a victimless thing, but it is a drug. And we all get excited for the regionals. We love going to sporting events, doing this, that. But at the end of the day, it's still a business, and their goal is to separate you from your money. That's the goal, man. They want to separate you from your money, and they know how to spend it better, and they've struggled in doing that. And it's not just them; it's across the board. There are big schools that are really struggling to raise the money because fans are going, man, now, what am I getting in return?
Yes, it is not. There are two sides of this, and I think they're both true. It is not fair that 80% of the fans judge you based on the last four games that they saw.
True.
SEC, five games. SEC tournament and this. That is not fair. But most of your fans don't drop in until the SEC tournament. That's just the way it is. That's not fair. It's also not fair that all we hear about from the university is about, hey, you better pay this NIL or you're going to lose. And, you know, all this stuff about NIL and the players and, you know, they get fancy apartments and cars and all this stuff.
Oh yeah. And they're not afraid to show you and their Corvettes.
They wear their wealth. That's right. And then the second that it goes sideways and the team doesn't win and fans are complaining, all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what? The fan, you don't get to say anything because you didn't play. That's not fair either. Okay. That's what I see from here. I've never liked the way that the university has approached this. And by the way, as you mentioned, their results are the proof's in the pudding. Fans don't believe in it either. And so I've never liked the whole, you know, you better give us money. You better give us money or your team's going to lose. Yeah. I've never liked that guilt trip they've tried to put on people. I don't like, you know, telling the fans to just shut up. After they complain after a loss. I don't like that either. I don't think that's fair.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Text out of the 479, we haven't won a postseason series of bombs since they evicted the raccoon.
Well, bring the raccoon back. Right. Then. That's right.
You bring back Pepsi.
Bring back Pepsi.
And the raccoon.
You know, this is my new cause now. I want Pepsi back. Nothing's been the same since Pepsi left.
I don't think that Pepsi has anything to do with it.
Musselman's and my dad agree.
Musselman's going to Elite Eight. They bring in Coca-Cola. Nothing. I mean, what are we doing here? Baseball can't get out of a regional on their home field with Coca-Cola.
Can I draw an awkward correlation?
Please do.
I think the Eric Musselman era, I was thinking about this over the weekend, why, I don't know, has a lot in common with the Bobby Petrino 1 era, where that thing was, that you were just going to get ground down to a point where you just went, this is not sustainable.
They're very similar, yeah. They burn white hot, and then, you know, it's over.
It's good for a minute, but at the end, it's going to be weird, and obviously in one case, it was really weird. In the other one, you know, he went to USC. Has anybody heard from him? Is he okay?
I'm just focusing on the fact that it's going to be weird for a minute, and then it's going to be great for a minute, and then it's going to be weird.
That we can't put in the podcast.
No.
Okay?
Abner, we need that. Bring it back.
Like, I can't tell you the number of times it's been great for a minute, and then it's gotten weird.
So,
like,
you going home or what? What's the deal now?
I got an Uber account. Hang on. Oh, God.
We're joking around here. We're kidding around. Yeah, sure. We're having a little fun here. A little tomfoolery.
Hey, while we've got
a little levity around here, for God's sake.
We've got a minute while we're moving out of sports stuff. DQ, I have an idea for the best man speech, which I think will pacify all parties.
That was the best man speech.
I have been given a lot of guardrails on things that I can talk about, who I can't talk about, who I can talk about. I'm going to list off for 3 minutes the things that I've been told that I can't discuss. I'm just curious.
I don't think that's what a best man speech is.
Very, 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 very good.
You like that. You like that idea.
I think you have to talk about the two people getting married.
No. I'll end it very poignantly.
Can we just have a... We need to buy, and I need to remind...
And!
We need one of those hooks. The big cane with the hook on the end. We get rid of it.
Your bride, I did tell her that I was really quick. Because apparently I'm getting a wireless mic. Bad move.
You
can move around.
Crowd work. Yep.
He's doing crowd work,
folks. You got that right. You got that right.
How many of you are from out of town? Raise your hand, please.
Is this your wife?
No.
Oh! Can't wait. I'm going to have a good time.
But we need that bright light in the back of the room to shut you up, like at the comedy clubs where it's like, all right, that's my time. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Like someone will stand up 30 seconds left in your speech.
That's right.
Like in, you know, speech and debate.
That's right.
Or that guy when it's time for a TV timeout at basketball, he stands up with his hand in the air.
Well, just somebody put out the orange.
The red hat comes out.
Speaking of,
his hand in the air.
You know who the chief offender in giving me all of this information is? It's Tommy. He sent me a couple of links and was like, "Here, you'll need this." I started watching. I'm like, "This is good stuff."
Oh boy.
Yeah, he loaded the chamber for me.
Good. That's good.
But the more and more I think about it, I think it's just going to be the things that I was not allowed to talk about.
Okay. All right. I got a text here from Jason at Fayetteville on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. He is a proud season ticket holder for 14 years, and he gives the section that his seats are in. Very disappointed with where the program is trending and how fans have been screwed with their seats and parking. That's a ticket holder chiming in there. So, yeah, he is the thing about that. But, you see, Ticket holder is different than NIL, as we've talked about many times. Ticket holder, you're actually getting something for the money. You know, you get tickets or parking or whatever it is. But NIL, you get nothing.
Here's my question, Jason. And I understand, you're not the first person to express that. If they go 44-16 and are in the Super Regionals or going to Omaha, are you feeling this way? Or are you upset? Are you upset enough to maybe make a statement?
I would say that for ticket holders, there are many microaggressions that go on that you just kind of like deal with. You know, like the customer service over there sucks.
Horrible.
The prices always go up. Your donation always goes up. And some people can't do it anymore. The people that can, that are fortunate enough to do it, they just kind of like, you know, grit their teeth and just write the check or whatever. Because what is more valuable is your spot in the stadium versus all the bull crap you have to deal with the rest of the year. Like, see, we love where our football tickets are. So
you like the way you did that?
You put up with whoever the coach is, because you don't want to go to the back of the line and have to start somewhere else. It's a nice spot.
I was shocked to learn about the concession prices over there.
Yeah, they're pretty high too.
Versus what they have
over here. I think a beer is like $9 or something.
Versus what they have over here, like
12, I don't know.
I understand it's an apples to oranges comparison, but you're not getting a break anywhere. In their pricing, whether it's parking or the parking passes are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The concessions are expensive, the tickets are expensive, and honestly, you can donate the same amount of money every year, and you're going to keep moving down the foul line. Eventually, you're going to be out in the hog pen.
You got to increase. Yeah, that's right. And again, some people are able to do that. Some people aren't able to do that. At one point, I knew somebody that had all three season tickets, and eventually, they had to choose. And they gave up, I think, baseball or basketball. I think they kept football. I'm not sure. Did a whole tailgating deal, like a whole big deal. But, you know, everything was going up and had to make some choices there. So, it's a lot. It's not cheap. I mean, somebody else texted here. They can't afford the NIL. They went to the games all weekend. All that money went into the concessions.
Yeah. TA in Las Vegas is suggesting that I sing.
You don't sing, no.
No.
Okay.
Send in the Clowns by Sinatra? No. Look, I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah. All right. What does this mean? Bruce on the McClardino hotline. Your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky. If Tennessee wins it all, can we get Ty to wash Tony Vitello's feet?
I'm sorry, what?
What is that?
DQ?
Did I miss something there? Did he say he'd wash someone's feet?
I don't know. I don't want to text him that because I'm
no, no, don't bother, Ty. He's off the clock.
I'm
don't
probably
bother.
Probably on a list somewhere.
I don't want to be bothered with stupid stuff. Don't bother. Like that time they called us to debut a podcast. Never mind. That was a whole dumb idea. Anyway, not the podcast, just the way that they presented it. Waking us up at 8 in the morning. Whatever. I'm not bitter about that.
No, you're not.
No.
Huh.
Yeah. Shane is not giving anything to NIL, whether he buys tickets or not. Tickets are too expensive anyway.
If you're going to be the gold star donor, it costs a bunch. And again, they're living a better life than you if you give them money. This is like one of those loans where you don't expect to get paid back. What you're doing.
Well, what about, you know, this is a very one-sided discussion we're having here. What about all the people on the other side who are giving and want to continue to give? Where are these people to call in and defend or text in and defend and tell us how great the strategy is? Like, this is not very balanced, this discussion we're having.
Well, we're also talking to the majority of the state that can't afford a $5,000 increase in your tickets.
Well.
I mean, some people can, and God bless them for being able to do that. But most Arkansans cannot. A $5,000 increase is going to knock you out.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the text out of the 870. It's a pyramid scheme.
These words, scheme, fleecing, these are very harsh, negative words.
It's MLM.
Okay. These are negative. These are negative words. You're not selling a belly wraps. I mean, it's a negative connotation.
We know this.
We don't need this kind of heat.
If you give to them once, they're going to come back again, and they're going to want more. And then if you give again, they're going to want more than they wanted the last time. It's a never ending thing. This is and it's it's not sustainable. That's why, you know, you see all these, you know, all these groups getting together trying to craft rules to corral this, because even they know this is not sustainable. You're going to go bankrupt at some point when you're relying on donations.
Yeah.
It's simply not sustainable.
No.
And the way they go about doing it, which is, well, we need to do this to be better. Do you? Because my life is not any better if I give you $5,000 more than I gave you last year. My salary doesn't go up like that.
No.
And you certainly aren't giving me anything for free on the back end. I'm getting fleeced at the concession stand when I'm trying to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
but I would like to hear the people who are on board with this, because to kind of balance this out, right? Like, this is very one-sided.
Mark and Elma, $500 increase would knock him out. Okay. No, man, I'm with you. I totally understand. No,
I understand all that, yeah. I mean,
But they're making it sound like it's your patriotic duty to give money. You know what? I like to eat and pay my bills more than I want to see you beat Western Carolina.
They're never going to win you over. You're trying to score a electric bill of less than $50 a month.
This is also true.
You're never going
to
win you
but
over.
I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to the school that I donate to.
Yeah.
They knocked me out. I can't do it anymore.
Right.
And I'm enjoying all the revenue that I'm getting back.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005 is how you can get in touch with us here on the McLarty Daniel hotline. They're making the NBA draft two nights, I just saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
so why not? I mean, you're going to do like the first round and the second round, or like half the first round? Because there's only
first
two rounds.
And then the next night will be the second, or the next day. It's at 4 Eastern in the afternoon. It's the second round.
All right. I mean,
who will be the next MVP drafted during a Taco Bell commercial? Find out later this month on ESPN.
I know everybody points to that, but like, who's paying attention to the 60th pick in the NBA draft? Like, if you're watching the NFL draft on day 3 in the 6th round, man, you got a problem. Yeah. Now, you're just, you know, this is like high school graduation. You know, if you're watching names go through, like, nobody saw that and went, oh, Nikola Jokic, he'll be an MVP. That's a good pick. Nobody knows. Yeah.
I feel like you need to hear this today, though. I feel like confidence is low. Morale is down. Everybody's slumped over. So whoever needs to hear this piece of inspiration, let me be happy to share this with you. John Calipari is your men's basketball coach. That's still a thing. It's real. He's still here. He's not going anywhere for the foreseeable future. Does that help pep anybody up? Is that a boost of any kind? Does that help? I'm trying to help.
I appreciate it.
I'm honestly trying to help. I mean, he still works here. He didn't see the regional. Oh, I'm out of here. He's over here with the governor putting limbs away or whatever.
They were
over the weekend.
Today.
So, I mean, that's still a thing. Does that help at all? I feel like that's not helping. I mean, I wish it would, but I mean, that's still pretty exciting. Petrino's going to be your football coach at some point this season. I mean, that's got to be exciting, right? On an interim basis. And if he wins enough, they'll remove the interim tag. That's exciting, right?
That's where you're going?
There's still a reason to live. That's what I'm trying to tell you. From a sports standpoint, it'll all be okay. Okay, so SEMO got you. Big deal.
They're
going to go get beat by Virginia in a game and a half.
Their football team went 4-8. Basketball team was under 500.
Yeah.
And now this. It's been a bad calendar year.
Right. This also, I saw, broke the 30-year rule.
Yeah, which really isn't a 30-year rule.
No, it's really, well, it has been 30 years. It hasn't been 60
years. Okay, yes. So. Yeah, you're right. The 30-year rule is correct.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since they won the basketball national title. And it's been 60 years since they claim the football national title.
They are bad.
And so everyone was hanging their hope on numerology for delivering in 2024.
Somebody get Dionne Warwick in here.
Call
numerology?
Where's Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
God. Call me now for your free tarot. Hope. That was it. It was all banked on numerology. Hey, I've heard of people believing a lot of things based on a lot flimsier stuff than that. I mean, I'm just telling you.
Like what? Tell me something that's more flimsy than that. Please. I'm all ears.
I've heard it. I mean, it has. Oh, well.
I don't think that matters.
Okay.
Thank you, DQ. Yeah.
Oh, earlier I gave you a reason to play the DQ I hate him, but I can't remember what it was now. Remember that one?
I do.
I hate him.
I have it right here.
Yeah. I hate him.
That's it. Yeah. I can't remember why I wanted to play that today, but anyway. All right. Another successful on-air meeting. 866-285.
Yeah, we do this every now and then. It's a virtual meeting. Think of it as a giant Zoom.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, some of you can
we don't have to look at you.
Some of you can.
But you get to look at us.
I got a text over the weekend that I watched you guys. It's a little alarming.
Is that unsettling?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know. Don't bother me.
It bothers me a lot.
We got movie stars in our hotel.
Ooh. This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Get the best quality Dutch boy paints for your painting project at Menards. Paint in one coat with MaxBond Plus exterior paint. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance. With over 800 one-coat colors, it's designed to work for you. And with Dutch boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.